So, first of all, congratulations on your fantastic performance.
Thank you so much.
Was very beautiful. How does it feel that you're opening the biggest metal festival in Finland and the biggest stage?
It was scary. It was scary because I was like wondering that how people are gonna throw me some tomatoes or what is gonna happen. But at the same time, I knew that the songs are good and people are well. There's a lot of listeners on Spotify, so I guess people will like the music, and turn out there was a lot of people and they really loved what they saw here.
I did see it's your first big festival as a solo project, as Hokka.
Yeah.
It's the first one.
Yeah, it was the first, not first festival, we played in Lahti, Finland. In early
but the first
June.
Biggest.
First biggest, yeah.
So far. Yeah. I also noticed you have the entire summer of the festival, so you're probably gonna play at each and every festival in Finland.
Yeah, and not everyone, but many of the big ones, yeah.
But does it feel different, like when you were playing the same festivals with Blend Channel and now as a solo artist?
Yeah, it's better.
You like it more?
Well, I have the power of the sun in my hands. It's like, it feels more relieving when you're on the stage, not alone, but you have the microphone. You have the full power of what you're gonna say or how do you act, and it's powerful. It's a lot of power and responsibility at the same time.
But now you feel you can express yourself better than when you've been in Blind Channel, right?
I was just part of a machine. I was a small part of the machine, and the part was getting smaller all the time. It wasn't like my baby anymore. It was like it felt like it flipped out of my hands, but this is like, well, obviously it's my name, so it's my baby, it's my first actual baby.
But when you've been in Blind Channel, you were also writing songs or you were just singing?
Like, yeah, before Alex joined the band, I was producing, writing, doing a lot of stuff, but then the dynamic changed so much when Alex joined. I kind of gave the power to him. Now it's his and the other guy's bands. It wasn't my band for the last years. I was just touring machine. And of course, we had nice moments, but it was, how would I describe it? It was like the baby that I lost. Yeah. But it was an experience and a big lesson how to... I wouldn't be performing that level without Blind Channel. The band was the reason why I can't do that work on that level. I would have fucking peed my pants without Blind Channel. But I have the experience from that band and all that, so I have to be grateful for the guys and for the experience.
But now you have a completely different style.
Yeah.
Did you always wanted to play in this style? Because Blind Channel have it's more like new metal alternative. You're kind of reviving this Finnish love metal, the bands with who we were growing, like him, like Negative, like Rasmus. Yeah. Now you're the only young musician who is playing in this style.
Am I young?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Sorry for asking, how old are you?
32.
Ah, quite young.
Yeah, that's true. It's what was the question?
How did you come with this idea of this music style? Did you always wanted to do it or it just came
naturally, yeah, definitely. Because first I wanted to do more like a country rock pop thing. But when I found Pauli, and Pauli obviously is a songwriter for many legendary The Rasmus tracks, so I saw the Dead Letters plates on his wall and I was like, and a lot of like early 2000s like Kwan and all of this, what he's been writing and producing. So I was like, should we do something like that? Like, we should aim for that era, do like this retro thing. And he was like, well, at least I can do that shit. I was like, yeah, because I've been a huge fan of this, my childhood, like him, Kent, the Rasmus, Linkin Park, like all of those Nickelback early 2000s tracks and all that. So it's like, I want to dive deep into that and create this musical like a cradle for myself. And that's how Hokka turned out to be.
But what was the biggest inspiration? Like the bands which you heard like a kid and you wanted to be a musician?
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park.
Yeah, definitely.
Ah, that's because the Blind Channel, you could hear that you got inspiration. But for Hoka, what exactly inspired you? Because your music style is like...
I think Ghost.
The Ghost?
Yeah, I saw Ghost in Nokia Arena and Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams?
But not musically, story-wise, because Robbie was part of a really, really famous boy band, and then he got kicked or leave. I don't know what happened, but he, well, obviously was out from the band. So and then he was crazy and started the solo thing, and turned out to that Robbie Williams was bigger than Take That in the early 2000s. So I was like, I'm going to do the same.
Probably it's going to happen the same with you, because it's you just released your first album.
Yeah. So I'm a maniac. I'm crazy. I'm full-blown crazy, man, and I know that. Well, yeah, there's a flip side in everything, but I feel like I'm so maniac that it will probably happen, man. But I'm not giving any pressure for that. I'm just having fun and enjoying my life and writing songs and yeah, just trying to have a good time.
But now you're touring only in Finland, because with Blind Channel you like went around the world, right? Everywhere. And now you're playing mostly in Finland. Do you prefer to play like in your home country, or you like traveling and trying different places?
Well, it's about time. Of course, there's been some offers to tour outside Finland, but it wasn't been... I'm waiting for the good offer. So I'm waiting for the good offer, and it's about time when we go outside Finland. Now we have one festival show in Switzerland, so it's about time.
When are you going to play in Switzerland?
In August 15th, yeah. In Rock the Lakes Festival. Perfect. It's going to happen, and it's like, I just have to be patient and remember what happened last time when you give too much pressure, so I'm like, keeping it cool. And
but before you had too much pressure when you've been in Blind Channel, because you were super famous.
Yeah, we had the... breakthrough like this to the sky, and then I tried to hold on that level. It was desperate, because Eurovision is so big that it's impossible to keep it on that level.
And you prefer to play like these kind of big arenas, or you also find this playing in like, you know, in the small clubs or something?
I like small clubs. I feel like the smaller the audience and the closer they are for you, it feels better for me.
You want to be closer to your fans?
Yeah, I feel like it's a communication. I want to share the moment with the fans. It's important for me.
I noticed in your songs there like a lot of melancholy, darkness, sadness. When you say like you're only happy when it rains, is it the personal feelings? Like you're like melancholic person?
Definitely. Yeah. If you look at me, I'm not the happiest bubble in the universe. I'm a walking poison, walking melancholy and walking sadness, but I feel like there's a lot of room and place in the scene for someone to like outspoke all of those negative emotions and dark emotions and flip sides of the life. So I'm just trying to do that, give people the grip of... Yeah, you should feel like a safe place for everyone. Yeah, that's what I feel.
What do you think? What color could describe you the best?
Sorry?
The color. What kind of color of your
heart? Well, it's not a surprise. Of course, it's black, and the blackest black you can find. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But also now you're adding some red color.
Oh, yeah.
I saw your red cape. How did you get the idea to bring the red cape?
Well, I've been always a huge fan of like Batman movies and Star Wars and Spider-Man and all that, so it's like I should definitely like create my lore around those ideas, and I was like, maybe I should bring like some kind of visual elements from that, so that was the reason.
That suits you very good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Why did you call your album Via Miseria Part 4? It's Italian words, so
yeah.
You have some connection with Italy, or what inspired you to do this?
It sounds cool.
Ah, it does.
It sounds cool.
But you understand the meaning?
Of course.
Yeah. So yeah, for that reason, you brought this, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you ever play in Italy with Blunt Channel, of course.
Yeah, we played in Milan, and then we supported Iron Maiden.
That's amazing. So now, when you already released the album, you have the whole summer of tours. Do you have any like big dreams? What else do you want to do and achieve with your music? Maybe you can change something in the music industry or something.
I want to write the best song ever, and I want to write songs that shape the rock music for the next decade. I want to be the next big thing in my own way, without any compromises, and writing about the deep, cold, and dark melancholy. If it goes that on that level, it's cool, but if it doesn't, it's okay as well, because I just want to create art, and that's the reason why I keep going.
And for you, would you like, there are any musicians with who would you like to go on tour to play together, like somebody special for you?
If Ghost, if they have a comeback, it will be a dream to support them.
Okay, thank you so much. This was Joel Hoka. Check out this fantastic musician. Thank